It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we want to thank our sponsor, Schoolcraft College. If you're looking for a way to develop one of your hobbies and maybe turn it into a side gig or a regular gig, they have got a class for that. Their continuing ed classes are wonderful. I've been taking French there. Their cooking classes are amazing, and they have a number of classes online. So you can find anything you're looking for, culinary, language, fitness. Want to make a drone? You want to learn how to make drones? They have a class for that. And they are in the top 10 of the two-year best college rankings. In fact, I think they're in the top 5 for that. I mean, they're just a great school. If you're in the Metro Detroit area, it's probably one of our most, you know, unknown best assets. And if you're around the country, check out their online classes. They have great instructors. They're super willing to help you out. And again, they've got programs in almost anything you want to learn. Lots of two-year degrees, associate's degrees, lots of continuing ed programs. It's just a really great resource. And again, they've got a class for that. Schoolcraft.edu. Okay, and speaking of that, today we are talking about maybe we need to take a class there on adapting to new technology.
Right. Building a drone would be way over my head. I'm just trying to know how to turn my flashlight on my phone.
I remember when I learned how to do that, and it took me a while. I was like, you got to do the little flick thing with it. And it's like, I can't get it. And somebody's like, oh, it's so easy. Just look. And you get used to it.
Yeah.
It
well, now everyone's easier. Always like, your flashlight's on. I'm like, it is, isn't it?
Just leave it on constantly.
Yeah.
I can't get mine to work consistently.
Really?
Like, well, no. I mean, sometimes the flick works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. No, this tech, I mean, I know it's going to make us sound like, you know, we're not that old.
We're not that old.
A lot of technology is changes so fast, but then there's some stuff that I just go like, is it this important for me to learn right now or not? Like, for example, I, you know, last year made the switch to a Mac, you know, an Apple. I always had like,
okay,
you know, PC. Thank you. And still to this day, I can't get the to play a video. It says I need a flash player to download it. I swear to God, I have attempted to do this a dozen times, and just as of like last week, I said, you're not getting out of the chair until the stupid flash thing is downloaded, and it still won't download. So I said to a friend that works in the office next to me, I said, you know, I made a comment about not being able to do it. She's like, I'll take care of that for you soon. I'm like, will you? Do you think you can? I still haven't, you know, taken her up on it. But yeah, I can't even get this flash. You know what I'm talking about? The flash player to play a video?
I know. Technology is great until it's not.
Right.
And some things, like, it's interesting that it's become, especially with Apple, it's become so much more intuitive.
Right.
Like, it does a lot for you, except then you come to rely on that. So when it doesn't do it for you and you have to figure out how to do it, it's like, I feel like, well, now I'm going to date myself, but I feel like if I were a member of the Jetsons family and Rosie the maid suddenly was gone, like it was her day off.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't know how to do anything.
Yeah, right.
I loved the Jetsons.
I did too. That was a great analogy. I like
it. Thank you.
But like, I got the most recent iPhone that has like the three cameras, right?
Okay.
And everyone's like, oh, you got the three cameras. Except my photos don't look any different. So someone grabbed my thing and said, you're not taking the pictures right. And they were doing all these like cool. And I'm like, it's something I need to take time out for to learn what I'm doing wrong. But I've noticed no changes in my photos since I've gotten this with the three, you know, camera lenses.
Really? Now, that's funny because we were just in Hawaii on vacation, and every time we went to take a family photo, we used my son's phone because he got a new one for his birthday, so he has the latest.
Yeah.
And his pictures were amazing.
Thank you.
But he probably set it up.
Sure.
So my phone, I don't know what it is. It's a 7 or an 8.
It looks like a Polaroid.
I know, right? I refuse until it really starts dying, because that's a full couple days of updating everything, learning how to work everything. And again, I'm not old, but it's just taking the time to do that. And
right.
I don't know all my passwords.
Oh, the passwords.
The passwords. That's the thing.
Passwords.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I hate it.
I've been using my notes, like, because the iPhone's got the notes, and I've been saving my passwords in my notes there. And
I'm like,
just don't lose your phone, buddy. Mm-hmm. But
or get locked
it's
out
not
of
really,
it.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like,
well, I had a friend who got a new phone, and, you know, he went iPhone to iPhone, and it was like they weren't able to transfer everything over. I'm like, that's, you know, that's crucial. You got to just, I want all the stuff that I've got on my phone on my new phone,
right.
Please. Can you do that?
Right. And now there's been some good things, like the Ring doorbell, where I can see through the app, you know, and I know how to work that, right? Then there's this app we have that can open, like, the gate at my house.
Oh, nice.
Which is very awesome. But then there's, like, some apps that, like, I don't really always understand the full use of them, and I find myself, like I have it, and I know I could do so much more with it, but I just don't.
Like which ones?
Well, I have Furbo now, which is the dog camera.
Okay.
That gives out dog treats and everything.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, my God. It's so fun. Well, it takes time. There's so much that it offers. Like, I was just playing around with it the other day. I was like, what's this dog diary thing, right? It literally is 24 hours, but smushed into, like, a 1 minute, 30-second video of you going really fast. So you see, like, the dog come up to the camera, run away. You see me in my bathrobe getting coffee. The next thing you know, I'm coming home from work with a bag. And then, I mean, it's just so fun. I was like, this is hilarious. It's literally recording everything. Like, I
make
love
sure
it.
Your bathrobe is closed all the time.
Well, I
know?
Was like,
because
we just got it. So I was like, what? I
wasn't
even thinking. Right. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking like that.
Yeah. A woman I work with, her daughter is in daycare, and we were working on something one day, and she's like, oh, hang on. I'm sorry. This is the daycare. And they send like periodic updates through their
amazing
app, and you could see, like, there's pictures of your kid, and they know exactly what they ate.
It's
and
amazing.
I'm like, wow, like, I would have loved that when my daughter was in daycare, because, you know, I'm a worrier, so I just worry every single minute, like, what's she doing,
right?
And then you have to ask somebody else, you know, their impression of your child. And okay, well, this is what she did, and this is why we think she did it. I'm like, I would have liked to have seen.
Right. But going back to, like, the ones that I don't,
yes.
It's not necessarily the apps that I don't like, or use a lot. It's when you get new appliances now, they'll say, like, the oven can be hooked up to your Wi-Fi or whatever. I'm like, for what?
I know, right?
What am I doing with the oven once it's hooked up to my Wi-Fi?
Well, I guess, okay, maybe then you could preheat it, like, with a voice command. But
it's, like, so overwhelming. Like, I haven't even, but now again, with some downtime, maybe I'm going to go through all my things, because I'm like, maybe I could, because I know there's been times where, oh, I want to turn the oven on to preheat it before I, you know, in my mind say, like, oh, I wish someone would turn the oven on. Well,
I guess
I could do that. Like
on the drive home.
Right. Because
through an app.
I do have the Echo Bee, which is like the Nest.
Okay.
And that is amazing, because, like, you turn the heat down, but now I always remember to turn, like, a half hour before I come home, I turn the heat on. Because it's a game changer. Before when I had that, I'd walk in and it'd be so freezing. Like, my husband turned the heat down before he left.
Oh, yeah.
Know? And then I can't get comfortable for a while. So, and this is like 30 minutes. It's like warming up your car almost. But you're like warming up your house.
Oh, I do love warming up my car.
Yes. Oh, and that's an app now I have on my phone.
Oh.
I can unlock it and lock it. And
I can do
it from anywhere.
From right here.
I could start it from California and it could be here.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
No, that is one of my favorite things, especially when I work. I walk out into an empty parking lot in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when it was cold, I just liked being able to turn my car on from inside.
Yes.
Because then it's lit up. I can see it. And if somebody was near my car and it just started up, hopefully they would run away.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, speaking of technology, even in, like, newer cars now, I literally, the guy, when I picked up my car, he was, well, I'd like to spend some time with you. I was like, I literally have to just run. I'll come back, though, I promise, even though I haven't gone back. It's been over a month. But, and he's like, but I want to show you how to use all this stuff. I was like, no, I'll figure it out.
Cars.
Well, you say that, right? So the steering wheel automatically gets hot.
Oh.
But it gets so hot that it, like, starts to make me nauseous. Like, once I'm in there, I'm like, I just, for a week, I could not figure out how to turn the steering wheel off for a week. It was so beyond frustrating. You have no idea. Because this thing is super hot too. I'm not just talking, I'm like hot. Yeah. And then my husband got in the car And, you know, I mentioned it to him, and in 5 minutes he figured it out. But also, there was two of us. I mean, I was usually trying to do it while I was driving.
Exactly.
But you had to go in the system under climate, under settings and climate, which I didn't think I was looking for.
Why isn't it just a button?
That's what I was looking for the whole time.
I have a button, and that makes more sense.
I was looking the whole time
for
a button that looked like a steering wheel.
It's telling you to slow down, Lynn. That's right. You don't even have time to figure out. You don't have time every day to, like, sit in your car for 2 seconds and then 5 minutes and figure it out because you're like, I'm trying to figure it out while I'm driving.
Yes,
like, because you're going too much.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I should have, like, had a 5 minute break and taken out the manual zoner, and that probably would have helped. But no, he's right. Instead, I was just like, I'll figure it out later.
I remember the first time I borrowed somebody's car, or, like, I moved somebody's car for them, and it had the push button start. And I'm like, what do I do?
Yes.
And I couldn't figure it out. How do I turn it off?
Yes.
How do I stop the car? Do I just sit here? Does it know that I'm leaving the car? Or do I just leave it running and it turns off by itself?
I remember.
I could not figure stuff out.
The first time, remember the gear shift we used to have?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I remember getting in a car where there was, or it could either be on the, it was on the steering wheel, or it was on the middle,
yeah.
Right? This car had none of them.
Right.
And I'm in the car for 15 yeah. minutes, and my friend worked at the dealership, and he was lending me his car because I was turning my car in for a minute. And I'm in there, and I'm thinking, I cannot go ask Matt because he will make total fun of me, and this will be like a thing that every time I come back, he's like making fun of me. Finally, I can't take it anymore. I call him. I go, hey. He's like, what's up? I go, I am still in the parking lot. He's like, why is that? And I go, where's reverse?
How do I move the car?
And he's like dying laughing. He's like, oh, there's buttons.
Yeah.
There were buttons.
Little buttons.
Oh, PR. Wow.
I wouldn't even thought to know this. Like, I was like, what?
It drives me crazy when we rent a car and there's something I want to change because lots of times rental cars do not leave the manuals in the glove box.
Oh.
I don't know if they think people are going to steal them. And where were we? I think it was when we were in Arizona and we were in a car and the passenger seat, which my husband was driving all the time. So I was in the passenger seat, was so straight. It was like a bad airplane seat.
Oh.
And I was like, I have to adjust. And I could not figure out how to adjust it. And then finally, I looked in the glove box, even though I've never had success at finding a manual. Luckily, the manual was in there, and it was like a string with a loop at the end of it. Like, I never would have expected that was the thing.
Right.
It's a piece of dental floss in the back seat, and you got to pull
that was it. But I was so glad I found it. But technology can be so, it's moving so fast, and it can make. Like, when I started this job, I had to learn how to edit video.
Mm-hmm.
And I would seriously go in nauseous. Like,
yes.
I'm not going to be able to learn how to do this.
Yeah.
I'm too dumb.
It's so funny you bring that up because I was thinking about editing videos and stuff with all the stuff that kids do nowadays on TikTok and YouTube. And I'm like, I can't even put a collage of pictures together.
Right?
You know what I mean? I wanted to
and
just.
And they do it so fast.
They do it so well.
Yeah.
Well, I even wanted to just do like a before and after picture or with makeup, without makeup, whatever I was doing one
day.
I said to my daughter, how do you put like one picture of.
Oh, there's an app for that.
Thank you, daughter. She's like, you need a collage app. Bye. I'm like, oh, all right. Because I was like, how are all these people doing this? I'm trying to screenshot and then, collage app, of course.
I don't even know how to screenshot. I've never made a screenshot in my life. I don't know how. Everybody's like, oh, you push like the side of the button. I'm like, no, it turns it off. It turns my phone off.
You have to push two buttons at the same time.
What buttons? There's only one button on my phone.
I thought you had an iPhone.
I do.
See, I just screenshotted that.
Oh, wait, do you have the new iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you do it without the home button? Because, before you're trying
to.
I still have a home button.
I do too.
These two buttons.
Okay.
Don't see. Nah, right. Is that how you do it on the old one too?
So I have to say.
If you have a home button, you do it with the home button. And that button on the side.
Yeah.
I tried it one time. It turned
you
it
gotta,
off.
You got it simultaneously.
Yeah. My son, when he just got the newest phone, he did say. Feels weird
without the home button.
Not to have a home
100%.
Button.
100%.
How long does it take to get used to that?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
It's so strange because I can't.
Well, so the other thing, I went looking for a new case for mine, and
yeah.
I love my case for my phone. It's such a good case, and I'm like, I'm in love with it, but it's getting kind of old and ratty. And it's,
you got to replace them every once in a while. They get dirty.
I mean, I clean it, but it's still, it's not
the
same.
I know, me too. I'm in that boat.
And so now. it was 2 years ago when I bought it. They don't make the exact same one anymore.
I'm having the same issue.
I'm so mad. I'm like,
have you tried eBay?
I don't even know what the old one's called. Tennis shoes do the same thing to you. You find a perfect pair of tennis shoes, and then they don't make those anymore.
No.
Yeah. What, limited runs on
all
these shoes?
Where did you get the original case? Do you remember? Did you order it?
No, it was, I believe it was a Meijer, I want to say. Okay. You know, grocery store, something like that. But, I went to two different places yesterday, and I found toilet paper, which was great, but they did not have the same case. Yeah, there was plenty of toilet paper to buy. I was like, and I only bought enough that I needed
Where were you buying it?
Oh, so we're going to spill the beans here?
Yeah.
It was the Target on John R. near 13 Mile.
Okay. Mm. If you're still looking for toilet paper.
Well, I doubt it's there anymore. I'm sorry.
This is a side note I had. I know this is probably wrong, but it was something we had to do. We had like a gathering of people on Saturday, less than 50. But one of the couples showed up with a 12-pack of toilet paper as like
Okay, that's hilarious.
Is that so funny?
That is very funny.
We were dying. We're like, I was shocked they want to give it up. But I was like, thank you.
When speaking of how technology did affect the coronavirus, which we've been dealing with for a while now, one of my favorite stories I read was in Italy, they were running out of, they were running out of valves for masks for the ventilators. And so a local company that had 3D printers took their 3D printers to the hospital.
Brilliant.
And just started printing out. Well, then that made me think, people have these 3D printers, like they could be making the things that we need.
That's huge technology.
That's huge technology, which I don't really understand. The only time I've ever really seen a 3D printer in action was in Ocean's 8.
Yeah. No, I they are freaky to me.
I saw a video. They're doing 3D printed houses. Yeah. They're making houses out of 3D printing. Yeah. Like these giant things.
Like it's brick by brick?
No, it's like this goop. And they just go back and forth. And this computer arm, this big robotic arm goes back and forth. And they're making really cool houses. And they're cheap and they're sustainable. It's amazing what they're doing with it.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, and here I am. How do you get the light on the phone?
How do you take a screenshot? It's 2020. Well,
computer science is not my, or technology is not my strong suit.
Well, see, in my house, when we started getting computers, I was like, I had wanted.
Oh, you were always like my hero. You sat there. You were always like figuring out everything.
I was the computer person.
Yes, you were.
Until the last couple of years, it started. And again, I have been busy. I had kids in high school. I was working a full-time job, and maybe that's part of it. Maybe I should give myself a break.
Yeah.
But there was a point where I felt like I can't keep up anymore. And I used to be able to figure out whatever it was I needed. And I just got overwhelmed. It was like, I can't figure out how to do this. And I was wondering if it was just me or if it was...
I think it's just happening so fast that the problem is we're working on this stuff all the time, right?
Yeah.
And you don't really have, like, you're like, if I don't need that right now, I'll learn that later. And always what happens with me is when I do need it, now I really don't have the time to learn it. You know
exactly.
What I mean? And it just frustrates me so much.
Well, so my fear with all that was that, oh my gosh, if I can't keep up, because I've been the one who's been keeping up in my home, and if I can't keep up, then we're all going to be relying on experts. And what if there's not enough experts? It's like anything else. And so then when I started this job and I had to go in and learn how to edit, and I'm like, I'm never going to get this. It's so complicated. And I watched the woman do it, and so nice. She's like, you can learn this. There's videos online. You can do it. And it was still so intimidating. And then I finally went in and did it myself and did it slow and did it. But it was like taking the time and slowing down and realizing, okay, there's nothing unlearnable. If one person's learning it, you can too.
Right.
And it's important to break it down step by step.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one thing I've learned, and I don't mean to get all preachy here, is my job, I'm the fill-in person.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of technical things, but I don't do them consistently where they become second nature.
Right.
So I have to write things out step by step. Because even if I remember how to do it, I know there will come a time when I'm second-guessing myself,
mm-hmm.
going, wait, is that when I do this? Or blah. And so if I have it written down step by step, I can walk myself through it each time, and I will know. So I spend a lot of time when I'm learning things, taking notes and developing that process. And having somebody show me how to do something a couple times and talk me through it, I take notes. But it wasn't until I actually sat down and did it following my own steps, learned which steps I wrote down wrong or were necessary or weren't or whatever, or maybe there was a faster, easier way. But it made me feel better because it was like, okay, this is not beyond me.
Yeah.
Like I'm not... But again, if it's not beyond me, it's not beyond anybody.
Yeah. It's not just you.
It's not just you.
There you go. Look how I always make full circle like that.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But that's how I always looked at things. Like even in school, I used to say, I always try to find the one kid that might look, you know, less smart than me. And I'd say, well, if they're going to be able to get through this class, I can get through the class, right? You know, I've got to find one. So it's like what you're saying. If someone else learned this already, I can learn it. I'm not an idiot.
Exactly. Yeah. And even if you think you are an idiot, you're not.
Right.
You have skills, and maybe you're not asking the right questions, or maybe somebody's trying to teach you something and they're not you putting it in the words that you understand.
Mm-hmm. Different people learn different ways. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's important, especially like when it comes to technology and all this stuff, if you know how you learn, find somebody who teaches how you learn.
Yeah. I learn by, like, doing.
I think I do, too.
Yeah.
Well, like, when it comes to computers and technology, most people can't just watch somebody else do it and then pick it right up. You have
to
do it yourself.
Some,
but most people are like, let me move the mouse myself. Let me push the button myself.
Yes.
And then it gets ingrained in your brain a little bit easier.
Yep.
A positive mindset goes a really long way.
Exactly.
Because if you keep telling yourself, I'm so dumb, I can't do this, I can't
and
do it over and over again.
Part of my problem as I was so intimidated by what I had to do that I really talked myself out of understanding it the first couple of times.
Or you think of it as like so uphill. You're like, ugh. Like you're already defeated, and you didn't even start yet because you're just thinking, I'm never going to get
this. This is impossible.
Yes,
this
exactly.
is impossible. I will never get it. And then it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when my daughter was in middle school, luckily I knew how she tested in math, unlike because they tested them to put them in this group. And I knew her teacher told me she got the highest score, even higher than the kid who was a year ahead in math.
Mm.
Luckily, I knew that. So then in middle school, when she was in math and wasn't grasping the concepts and was really starting to doubt herself, I said, no, you tested higher than every other kid in your class. You just need to go talk to the other math teacher and ask her to explain it to you. Because obviously the words this teacher is using aren't working for you. And I made her go in and speak up for herself and ask for help. And it worked. I mean, she's a very bright girl anyway.
Yeah.
She's, in fact, I have to tell this little story. I was talking to her right before we all went down, you know, like basically self-isolation for the virus. And she was told to work from home. And she knew she was in the middle of planning these big things that had a lot of small things to them. So she took her monitor from work home. She's like, I know I was not going to be able to see this on my laptop. It would slow me down. It would frustrate me. She's like, I took my monitor home. I'm like, that is so smart. I never would have thought of that.
Right, me either.
Like, and you know, she probably wasn't happy to have that monitor in her house for however long she had to work from home.
Right.
But it was just so smart, so much forethought, so much.
I don't even remember to bring my cord to make sure my computer stays charged. I mean, literally. Today I was like, bring that cord home. Bring that cord home.
Why don't you have two cords?
I do.
Oh.
Yes, but I'm pretty positive I knew where the cord was. But last time it happened, I couldn't find the cord like, 3 hours. And it was on zero. So I was really mad at myself, really not happy. And now since we might not be coming back into the office for a while, I just thought I'll have two cords at home.
Exactly.
Just to be safe.
Well, so I just, especially in this time when there's a lot going on online, like your kids' classes might be still online.
Oh, everything.
People are working from home. Like, there's going to be a lot of technology that we're all having to deal with and still dealing with.
Therapists are now just doing online. I mean, not all of them, but the therapist that my family uses is going
really
all virtual.
I love that. But remember to allow yourself the time to figure out the technology and that you can figure it out. It's not beyond you.
Right.
It's there to help us.
Yeah.
I guess is my message.
Yeah, because it's going to be used for a lot more than we're normally using it for.
Exactly. Okay, well, we want to hear how you're dealing with all the technology stuff that's going on, any tips and tricks you might have for learning something new, especially if it's technical. And you could find all our social media on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com. And thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.